prayer. So we have that thing about conquering the mind, the big crazy monkey in there. And I remember from the old days, sometimes we thought it was bad to think. You shouldn't think, don't think. And the chanting and all that was meant to absorb us, keep us occupied. So, you know, mentally, so the mind wouldn't think. And that was sometimes even just like, instead of thinking about something in order to understand it or figuring out what is the best thing to do or not and so on. No, don't think, just follow what you're being told. That's the pure way. So, but you know, really, you can see it in another way, that when you chant japa, for instance, that it's not there as a simple device for you to stop thinking, but it's the presence of the Supreme Lord of Krishna. And the mood we are supposed to chant in, it's not some mindless whatever, but it's that of surrender, of taking shelter, of, you know, here you are, oh, and relying on you, I'm depending on you, I'm taking shelter of you, and I'm so happy to be here with you. That kind of, that's what bhakti is about. Not some kind of neti-neti, not this, not that, no thoughts, no actions, you know, that you can go down that way. So it's important to see that the bhakti way is different from that of the Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. And we think of Krishna, Smaranam, and we sometimes need to think about how to do something for Krishna, or take care of our family, or do our ordinary life. I mean, of course that includes thinking. Because if we go that way of not thinking and just following blindly what you've been told by someone, then wow. That's brainwashing, you know. That's the zombie stage, that's the cult member stage. And of course some who are the leaders of such cults, they love that. And they may even spread that little philosophy and advice around them. And don't think, just serve the Supreme by serving me. Yeah.